Yeah, it's another day, but what kind of day is it really? A day of doom scrolling? Laundry day? Nah, it's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely cold way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. So grab a pack, grab your friends. Make the most of each day with those who matter most. When you're together with White Claw, every day is a once in a lifetime experience. You just gotta grab it. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It can be used on hard, non-porous surfaces like the kitchen, bathroom, and other areas in your home. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and you know the deal here. I want you all to listen up and get a load of this. Lots went on this past weekend in the world of sports. I could talk to you about the Knicks. I could talk to you about the Rangers. I could talk about the Islanders, the Yankees. I could talk about the Mets. But I'm not going to talk about any of them. You know why? Because I'm pissed off. I'm mad as hell. That's why. What's going on our college campuses is out of control. Something's got to be done immediately. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. Folks, I sat there last night, you know, thinking about what I wanted to talk about, and I had all this sports stuff and what to talk about, and it was gnawing at me. And quite frankly, it's been gnawing at me for a while. But, you know, lots going on in the world of sports, and that's where I made my bones in this business. But I'll tell you, there are things, certain things that are too important not to be, as I said, pissed off about, not to be angry, not to be mad as hell. Something needs to be done. People have to pull their head out of the sand. Or should I say, out of their rear ends. But what I got to watch and hear and see every day. I mean, first of all, the stuff that's been going on since October 7th is out of control. I said it then. I will say it again here today. Out of control. Israel was viciously attacked. 1,200 people were slaughtered. You still have prisoners. 1,200 people were slaughtered. Women were raped. Pregnant mothers had babies cut out of their stomachs and then killed. Yet, Israel is being accused of being war criminals, and Hamas and everything in Gaza is okay. But now we see what's going on these college campuses. I mean, there was a sign this past week at George Washington University in D.C., a protester with a sign, okay? Believe me, folks, I'm going to get to our local ones, but a protester with a sign holding a Palestinian flag with the final solution, which you know what the final solution was if you have know anything about history, but maybe these morons doing their encampment and their protests know nothing about it. Final solution was Nazi Germany's plan to exterminate all Jews. That's a sign that's being held up at a protest. A sign that's being held up at a protest. Are you kidding me? Then one of these ringleaders, Kiami James, one of these ringleaders at the Columbia encampment, he has been suspended. They found a video of him from a few months ago. Zionists don't deserve to live. Zionists don't deserve to live. You have students at Columbia University, an Ivy League school, this semester, in classroom, this semester has been canceled. Canceled. It's now online. Commencement at the University of Southern California has been canceled. Why are we afraid to tell people, shape up or ship the hell out? Signs this past week at Columbia. How's this for three signs? Gays for Gaza, dykes for divestment, and lesbians for liberation. Yeah, gays for Gaza, dykes for divestment, lesbians for liberation. I'm not making this up. And trust me, folks, this is by no means an attack on any of those groups. What quite frankly, those signs are an insult to the LGBTQ community. But has any of the morons who put those signs together realized that if they were gay in Gaza, they'd be in prison? If not worse, if not stoned to death? Do people just write things and say things without thinking things? Yes, that's what's going on. And this is supposed to be an educational institution of higher learning. I looked at those signs and I'm like, what? How stupid can you be? How absolutely stupid can you be? And that's what cracks me up when I see all these women protesting. And I'm all for women protesting. But I see these women protesting on behalf of Palestine, on behalf of what goes on at Gaza. Are you kidding me? Let's see a woman try and do that in Gaza. What happens to them? Yeah, but you're free to hold idiotic signs up here because nothing gets done about it. A student at NYU, the state of Israel has no right to exist. Like I said, 1,200 people were murdered in the most vicious, vile way. Not that there's a good way, but in the most vicious, vile way. Babies, women, murdered, raped, treated like garbage. But Israel, they're the bad people. I saw one comment from somebody. I only care about, people were talking about the things I care about. I care about dead babies in Palestine. You know what? I do too. I do too. If you're a human being, you should. However, have you learned anything in school, or maybe you need to learn it in the street? There are consequences for actions. There are consequences for actions. And since October 7th, none of these morons protesting seem to understand that. There are consequences for actions. What should Israel have done? La-di-dee, la-di-da. They just murdered 1,200 of our people and in the most despicable way. What should we do? Nothing. La-di-dee, la-di-da. Bada-beep, bada-bop, bada-boop. Let's forgive and forget. And let me tell you something, folks. If you believe that any truce or anything with Hamas will solve this, you are nuts. Because the minute, I said this months ago, I'll say it again today, the minute Israel would ever agree to a truce with Hamas, they will get turned around and stabbed right in the back. Right in the back. It's happened before. It will happen again. We have people. It's bizarre. I'm hearing they're negotiating with Colombia, you know, to end this encampment, and they want to negotiate with Colombia. Colombia should divest from any doing business with any country doing business with the Israeli military. Oh, okay. Because you say so. I got to see this past week, I think it was Thursday or Friday, one of the squad, Ilhan Omar, your representative from Minnesota, at Columbia this past Thursday, I think it was, with her daughter. Her daughter, who, by the way, has been suspended from Barnard College for also being part of the encampment protest. Now, get this. One of the students, I think it's a grad student. Where's his name here? Mahmoud Khalil. He hasn't participated in any of the protests over the past week. You know why? Because he said he's worried about losing his student visa, which would allow him to stay in the U.S. I give him credit for being smart. That makes sense. And you know what would also make sense? If the bigwigs at all these schools, starting with Columbia, said enough is enough is enough. If you're going to continue to pull this crap, you're out of the school. Bye. Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. Done. Finished. It is absolutely the gall of these people, and they dress in their garb like it's scary on so many fronts to me, because you know you wonder what they're being taught in the school. Are people being taught to think for themselves, or are people being indoctrinated to think my way or the highway? That's not what a professor or a teacher is supposed to do. And I'll tell you what scares the hell out of me even further. Forget universities. I'm talking about even this, and you've heard us talk about this before, the trickle down elementary school. If you get people teaching kids this, they're going to grow up being anti-Semitic, hateful people. And then In turn, it's going to flip the other way, and everybody's going to hate each other. This is what the world is coming to in 2024, with an election coming up. Are you kidding me? Can somebody stand up and show some balls? People are paying a lot of money to go. People are paying a lot of money to go to Colombia. What's it like, $90,000, whatever the hell it is? And their classes, they can't go to class? It has to be online? And here's another thing. If you're going to Colombia and you're pulling this crap, and maybe you're on scholarship or you're on financial aid, whatever it is. You know what? If you're pulling this crap, then you got to be told. You know what? Shape up or ship out. Your financial aid is gone. Your scholarship is gone. It's not a right, a God-given right to get a scholarship. It's not a God-given right that you are granted a financial aid. It's a privilege. Don't abuse it. But while I'm talking about all this stuff, like in my lifetime, I mean, my stepfather was a Holocaust survivor. He lost his parents. He lost his wife. He lost his children. He lost his siblings. He lost his business. And you know what? We were different people. Listen, I can't imagine what he went through. But every time I looked at the serial number on his forearm, I thought about it. Are you kidding me? And now this is like, it's like Nazi Germany. It's that kind of philosophy. And I'm not saying it to be dramatic. I'm saying it because it's the truth. For any moron, I don't care if it's one person, one imbecile, putting up a sign, the final solution. Are you kidding me? And this shit is being allowed at universities across our country. From east to west, north, south. This is madness. Absolute madness. That's why I said to you, I couldn't talk about sports with you today. This stuff is getting shoved down our throats. And what incenses me even more, nothing is being done about it. What do we, you know, after a while, talk is cheap. Do something about it. Action. And if people are going to get hurt or hurt feelings, so bad. So what? Kids are going to school feeling unsafe. Unsafe. But you know what I said earlier, like I got to talk about idiotic signs. I mean, folks, so people put up signs, gays for Gaza, dykes for divestment, and lesbians for liberation. How stupid can you be? Because if you're any of the above in Gaza, you got a big time problem for your safety, your livelihood, your existence. And what really bothers me about this, you get morons who see signs like that, who get offended, and then become against the LGBTQ community. That scares me. And because a couple of morons put up signs like that, that's not representative of those communities. Not at all. But this is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with in 2024. Something needs to be done. Something needs to be done, and people need to stand up. Because you know what? I know that there are a lot of people pissed off about it, but there are not enough people hollering about it. Oh, yeah, Russ, what do you think? What do you think? Well, what do you think? Go open up your mouth. Where's the big Hollywood and the entertainment community? Where's the outrage coming from there? Absolutely mind-boggling to me. Absolutely mind-boggling to me. I've seen a lot of things. Seen a lot of things. This. Here we are in 2024. This is one of the most disgraceful moments I'm seeing in my lifetime. One of the most disgraceful moments in our country that I've ever seen. And I've lived through, unfortunately, a lot of bad stuff, assassinations, terrible things. But watching what's going on now, the hate being spewed and the idiocy behind the hate being spewed, that to me is ridiculous. So like I said to you folks, to start, I'm mad as hell. I'm speaking today because that's the little that I can do about it. What are you going to do about it? Huh? What are you going to do about it? That, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter, Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Got to thank my home here at Bleav.com because, as I tell you each week, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. Above all, I got to thank you, the people, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. And again, I want to remind all of you, if you haven't done so already, please download the Yes app so you can watch my video version on the Yes app. A new one comes out each and every Tuesday, so you'll be able to see a new one tomorrow. And if you haven't seen any of the previous 80, they're all there for you to take a look. But that, again, that's a wrap on today. And I'll leave you once again with, I hope you're as mad as I am, but what are you going to do? See you next week.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.